It's not kind of an odd game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it sure didn't feel like it was 5-0 going into the third. We gave them a little too many great opportunities and then found they're a good team. They're going to capitalize off them. But, you know, we battled back there in the third and made a game of it.
You get 11 guys from Ontario. I know it's always a big game coming home for everybody. Disappointing to play, you know, maybe two of your not do your worst periods in a long while.
Yeah, no, you want to come out and win this game, obviously. But we didn't. You know, we move on to another one tomorrow.
The third period, at that point after two, does anyone say anything, or you just see guys kind of know, hey, listen, we can maybe mount some kind of third period? If not a full comeback, at least some momentum.
Yeah, no, I think for our group, we believe we're capable of anything in here. You know, and we've been a good third period team, so I just didn't want to quit. Just want to show our group that we didn't want to quit, and that we did that. And it's a mega game of it in the end, but we weren't good enough in the first period.
What are some of the lessons you guys can extract from this game?
Oh, just the attention to detail that it takes for a full 60 minutes as we come down the stretch. I think obviously we know, but at this point in the season, everything is heightened to such an extreme as everyone gears up for the biggest part of the season. So that's what you take from it.
Can you maybe just describe the intensity level on the ice? It seemed to be a really intense, physical, emotional game. What was kind of your assessment of that?
Yeah, no, I think they're being being hard on our skill, trying to be the same the other way. So it was a hard game, a lot of physicality out there, but like we didn't bring enough of it in the first 40 to be able to respond. So that's on us.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.